Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will examine an unexpected collaboration between a punkish group that appeared in the movie Xanadu, a producer who was once married to Elvis Presley's former girlfriend, and the lead guitarist of Toto. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will hear a frantic rockabilly workout by an Arkansas musician that was once considered too jazzy and too technically proficient at the piano to record for Sun Records. He was given a stack of Jerry Lee Lewis singles and told to come back when he got that bad. Later, for our bonus hit at number 6, we will present an album-oriented rock act that was met with near hatred from their loyal fans when they originally released the album that contained their third most successful single of their 35-year career. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will appreciate a single that is practically perfect in every way, but was a dismal commercial failure when it was first released 45 years ago. But first, just as we always do, we tip things off with a single that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then became ghosts. So what kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we start with the fourth chart single from a Grammy-winning number one album by one of the world's most famous piano players. In the instrumental break of this particular song, our piano man at number 40 overdubbed numerous pianos in order to transform his McCartney-ish melody into a Latin ballroom dance number. To further expand upon the Cuban atmosphere, drummer Liberty DeVito added maracas, triangles, castanets, and ratchets to the recording under the production supervision of Phil Ramone.
All the way to your grand cafe, leave their tables when you blink. Oh, every dog must have his every day, every drunk must have his drink. Don't wait for answers, just take your chances. Don't ask me why. All your life you had to stand. Human heart is only make-believe. I am only fighting fire with fire. You are still a victim of the accidents you lead. Sure as I'm a victim of desire, yeah, yeah. You're all the servants in your new hotel. Throw their roses at your feet. Oh, fool them all, but maybe I can tell. You're no stranger to the street. Don't ask for favors, don't talk to strangers, don't ask me why. Don't ask me why.
spending a week at number 40 on its way up to a peak of number 21 in Cashbox. That was Billy Joel and his number one adult contemporary hit, Don't Ask Me Why.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Several months ago, we played the first single released by the Tubes after their appearance in the movie Xanadu, Don't Want to Wait Anymore. We pointed out that with that surprise power ballad, the Tubes and their producer, David Foster, created the template for a streak of top five singles by the next big act to be produced by Foster, Chicago. From that same Tubes album, The Completion Backward Principle, we find another track produced and co-written by David Foster, the hard-rocking song Talk to You Later. This one, though, sounds nothing like Chicago. If you think you've heard that lead guitar sound before, that may be due to a guest appearance by another of the song's co-writers and friend of Fee Waybill, Steve Lukather of Toto. Stalling at number 101 with a single that hit number 7 on the Rock Tracks chart and, at the very least, should have reached number 20 on the Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World surveys, those were The Tubes and a selection they all co-wrote with David Foster and Steve Lukather, Talk to You Later. Incidentally, 9 years after producing that brilliant track for The Tubes, David Foster would marry Linda Thompson, Elvis Presley's former girlfriend. In the process, he became the stepfather of Brody and Brandon Jenner, Linda's sons with Caitlyn Jenner.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 11, we have yet another impressive track from Get the Knack, the blockbuster LP from 1979 that became the Capitol label's quickest release to gold debut since Meet the Beatles. Unlike the previous two tracks we featured from that album, this time we are actually playing a song that Capitol released as a single. And because we always play vinyl 45s anytime we can, this is the single version with slightly cleaner lyrics than the album version. Here are Doug, Burton, Prescott, and Bruce with Good Girls Don't.
She's your adolescent dream, schoolboy stuff, a sticky sweet romance. She wanna scream, wishing she was giving you a chance.
So you bend your size away while you're squeezing her. You thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. Well, she'd be telling you, good girls don't, but I do.
So you call her on the phone to talk about the teachers that you hate. She said she's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home till late.
There's a ringing in your brain, 'cause you could have swore you thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't, but I do. And it's a teenage sadness everyone has got to taste. And in between each madness, that you know you get the race when she puts you in your place.
You're alone with her at last, and you're waiting till you think the time is right. You've heard she's pretty fast, and you're hoping that she'll give you some tonight.
So you start to make your play, 'cause you could have swore you thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. Well, she'd be telling you, good girls don't, but I do. And it's a teenage sadness everyone has got to taste. She puts you in your place. Good girls don't, good girls don't. What should they be telling you? Good girls don't.
The single that really did peak at number 11 in Billboard and Cashbox, that was The Knack and Good Girls Don't. At number 10, we have a single that was released on Sun Records and became a huge regional hit in the southern United States. Of course, anytime someone mentions Sun Records, most people immediately think of the early days of rockabilly and those amazing musicians that became known as the Million Dollar Quartet: Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Johnny Cash. And for good reason, those four certainly left their marks on popular music forever. Today's Sun release at number 10, though, sounds nothing like the rockabilly records that built the label in the 50s. And this record is not even from the 50s. It was released in 1970 by the Gentrys, a Memphis group that just a few years before hit number 4 on the singles charts in the United States and toured as an opening act for the Beach Boys and Sonny and Cher.
I wanna live memories.
version of Neil Young's Cinnamon Girl, which reached number 52 on the Billboard Hot 100, but should have, at the very least, hit number 10. Those were the Gentrys.
Number nine.
At number nine, we have a track from the Labor of Lust album by Nick Lowe. While Nick generally composed his own material, this selection was written by British musician Mickey Jupp, a veteran of the pub scene who worked with Godley and Cream, Rockpile, Gary Brooker, and Robin Trower. Mickey's songs were recorded by acts as diverse as Rick Nelson, Dave Edmonds, The Searchers, and The Judds. When Rockpile bassist Nick Lowe covered this one, it helped the Labor of Lust album reach number 9 on the Record World album airplay charts, and the album received extraordinary support from WXRT Chicago, WQBK Albany, WLIR in Long Island, and WMMS in Cleveland.
Sweet spot, Susan, won't you give me a line?
Song that was a huge hit on a few radio stations that reported to Record World, but only hit number 107 on the Billboard Pop chart. That was Nick Lowe and Switchboard Susan, released in the United States on Columbia Records in 1979.
Universe Top 40.
Auden and Gray should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a song that is modern and great and truly should have reached number 8. It is by a four-person rock act from Sundsvall, Sweden, The Confusions. Led by Michael and Zara Anderson Newt, The Confusions formed as a live act in the early 90s, but by 1997, they had already been signed and dropped from the Universal family of record labels. Nevertheless, they persevered, and by 2002, The Confusions released a single in Europe called The Pilot on the small, ironically named indie label Mass Production Records. In the United States, that same single found its release through Not Lame Records and benefited from a video that became moderately popular on YouTube. While it is never charted, and its popularity as a single has taken years to accumulate, we think that it should have reached number 8 around the world within weeks of its release.
Buy some clothes, buy some wine.
With a song that was modern and great and should have reached number 8. Those were The Confusions and The Pilot.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is by an Arkansas musician that was at some point considered too jazzy for the Memphis-based label we mentioned a few songs back, Sun Records. Charles Allen Rich was born on December 14, 1932, in the tiny town of Colt, Arkansas. His mother was an accomplished pianist, and his father was a gospel singer, often performing as a vocalist in local quartets. Young Charlie was interested in sports and music, playing piano at church and saxophone in the school band in nearby Forest City, Arkansas. He also played basketball and was a star football player. In fact, according to my aunt, my own father, John C. McMullen, while playing basketball for the Cotton Plant Scrappers, very likely played against Charlie Rich twice each season for 4 years. Because Charlie was an excellent football player, he received a football scholarship to Arkansas State in Jonesboro. Oddly enough, during a period when my own grandfather on my mother's side was the athletic director there. However, Charlie suffered an injury playing football and transferred to the University of Arkansas as a music major. But after only one semester, he left Fayetteville to join the Air Force. When he completed his military service, Charlie moved back to eastern Arkansas. He farmed during the day and played clubs at night in Memphis. He auditioned for Sam Phillips at Sun Records, who did not immediately sign him. Sam apparently thought he was too jazzy and slick, with musicianship that was too technically correct for the rockabilly being recorded at Sun. According to a famous Memphis legend, Sam Phillips gave Charlie Rich a stack of Jerry Lee Lewis singles and told him to, quote, "come back when you get that bad," close quote. Within a year and a half, Charlie was playing sessions at Sun behind many of their other artists. Soon, Sam Phillips gave Charlie a chance to record as a solo act on the Phillips subsidiary label, Phillips International. Charlie promptly sold 1 million copies of the rockabilly classic, Lonely Weekends. Not long after that release, Charlie recorded Whirlwind, which was not a huge national hit, but was a major radio success in Memphis. Eventually, Charlie moved to Nashville and became one of the pioneers of the country-politan sound, which, in the early 70s, turned him into a worldwide sensation with songs such as The Most Beautiful Girl and Behind Closed Doors. But today's little slice of heaven belongs to the Silver Fox long before his hair turned silver. Here is Charlie Rich and that frantic single from 1958, Whirlwind.
Of the love of my darling, whirlwind of love of my dear, whirlwind of a lover be just a hurricane from the sea. When the whirlwind came and I brought me love, whirlwind caught the devil love, took it from its place so dear. The whirlwind come and I bring me cheer. In a made a lonely heart. Whirlwind of the love of my darling, whirlwind of love of my dear, whirlwind of the love of me, just a hurricane from the sea. To me off of my feet. Well, the whirlwind of the love of my darling, whirlwind of love of my dear, whirlwind of the love of me, just a hurricane from me. Well, the raging storm will ever be kind, blow my troubles to the rising sea. I hope a blessed one that'll soon come back and pull my baby back to me. Whirlwind of love of my darling, whirlwind of love of my dear, whirlwind of love of me, just a hurricane from the sea.
With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was the late Charlie Rich and his release on the Phillips International label, Whirlwind. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Shin from Japan heard our 6070 broadcast on a remote Kiwi SDR receiver with Wyndham antenna. He reports 35443 and states that he likes overseas pop music from the late 70s and early 80s. He hopes to catch our show again in the future and hopes his reception report is helpful. Well, Shin, thank you for your report and your kind words. We wish you a wonderful week ahead and hope your reception brings you the music you like. Michelle N. from Maine heard us on Mixcloud. She classified us as a favorite and left us the comment, quote, "little slice of heaven indeed," close quote. Well, Michelle, that makes us smile. Thank you for tracking us down and streaming our shortwave show the modern way. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album charts. And this legendary jam band has certainly done that. The album The Grateful Dead Go to Heaven reached number 23 on the Billboard album chart and was considered a commercial success by Arista Records, the label that had significant interest in generating sufficient sales numbers to at least recoup the significant studio costs incurred to make it. Critics and deadheads, though, met this album with near hatred upon its release. Then, something unusual happened. The opening track from that hated album was discovered by some FM radio programmers that usually didn't play The Dead. While San Francisco stations were hesitant, and critics like Robert Christgau even labeled the group's new keyboardist as, quote, "an utter wimp," close quote, FM stations in Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Georgia, and especially Alabama gave spins to this track, causing it to chart as a single. Obviously, that initial negativity was short-lived. Dead drummer Bill Kreutzmann stated more recently, quote, "If you go back and re-listen to the album Go to Heaven, you will find that time has been very kind. It plays better now than it did back then." That's still no excuse for the cover, though. All 6 of us dressed in white disco suits against a white background. Close quote.
Get away, get away. Only way to please me, just down to me with walking.
thanks to airplay in the South that propelled it up to number 68 on the Billboard Hot 100, making it their third most successful single after Touch of Grey, which reached number 9, and Truckin', which peaked at number 64. That was The Grateful Dead and Alabama Getaway. At number 5, we have another track from the final studio album ever recorded by the blues guitarist known as the Iceman, Albert Collins. Appropriately, the title of the album is Iceman, and it was cut partially in Memphis, partially in England, and it was released on Virgin Records. Produced by Jim Gaines, it featured such studio talent as Vicki Loveland and Debbie Jameson on backing vocals, Arno Hecht, Bob Funk, and Hollywood Paul Littoral on horns. From the high rhythm section, Charles and Teenie Hodges contributed, while Soko Richardson covered the drums. Right there in the middle of it all, the ever-present Jack Holder, who later told me that those final sessions with Albert Collins were downright amazing. Number 5, that was Albert Collins, also known as the Iceman, from the album Iceman, and his legendary track, Traveling South.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which usually means that we are going to play a song that did better in England than it did in the United States. Today, however, we are going to play a song that did better in Germany than it did in the United States. It is by a girl group from the 80s that reached number 2 in Billboard with a song written by Prince, and number 2 in Billboard and number 3 in Cashbox with a track written by Paul Simon. The song we are focusing on today was written by Jules Shear and originally intended for his group Jules and the Polar Bears. But when that irresistible group known as the Bangles gave the song a listen, they knew it would be perfect for their Different Light album. Critic Mark Jenkins stated of the Bangles cover, quote, "The Bangles wisely didn't second-guess Shear's version. Their arrangement of that song echoes his faithfully, except that they sing better," close quote. Released on Columbia Records, this single reached number 17 in Germany, number 31 in England, and number 29 in the United States. But we believe that it should have hit number 4 in each country. Vocal by Susanna Hoffs, those were the Bangles and their version of Jules Shear's masterpiece, If She Knew What She Wants.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our 3 from way downtown. And today we're talking about downtown Akron, Ohio, home of that new wave band that people remember for their whips and the red upside-down flower pots on their heads, Devo. Back when new wave meant any kind of music that wasn't disco, country, or classic album rock, Devo was often the first mentioned act when the subject of new wave music was raised. Their stage presence and rhythms were robotic, and their lyrics were often a modern commentary on the de-evolution of the human species. That de-evolution is where the name Devo originated. After a couple of minor hits on Warner Brothers, Devo released the album Freedom of Choice, which contained their most commercially successful hit single, Whip It. While we will very likely play Whip It at some point in the future, today we are focusing on the title track of that same album, Freedom of Choice. Over time, Freedom of Choice has perhaps aged better than Whip It because it seems less like a novelty record and reflects more of the elevated thought process behind that intelligent brand of underground new wave. Our three from way downtown, that was Devo and the title track of their most successful album, Freedom of Choice.
Universe Top 40.
Number two.
Now we are up to number two, which means that we are going to play a song that we believe should have reached number one. It is a universally loved song, which was a major hit upon its release, a classic that has aged very well since its peak at number two on the Billboard survey back in 1972. While it almost has a Philly feel, it was actually recorded in Miami. When the subject of recording in Miami is mentioned, one immediately thinks of Criteria Studios, where everyone from James Brown to Grand Funk to the Eagles to the Bee Gees recorded their classics. Or Henry Stone's amazing hit-making outfit known as TK Studios. But this classic song was not cut in either of those two famous or hallowed halls. It was recorded by producer Bob Archibald at the relatively obscure studio known as The Music Factory. Picked up by United Artists Records, here are the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose with one of the smoothest pieces of soul work ever put on tape, Too Late to Turn Back Now.
I believe I'm falling in love. 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night.
Peaked at number 2 in Billboard and actually did hit number 1 in Cashbox. Those were the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose and Too Late to Turn Back Now. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number 1, and it is a different type of number 1 than we have ever played at this position before. What makes it different? It was an absolute commercial failure at the time of its release. The whole premise of our show is to allow the perspective of time to work its magic and shuffle the deck of chart positions to better reflect the influence and impact of the songs we play, regardless of the commercial success they may or may not have experienced during their initial release. That brings us to today's Hall of Perfection track. During the 45 years since its release, it has steadily grown into a universally recognized should-have-been hit. We have mentioned this song and the people responsible for it several times already on the show. The ever-present Jack Holder, who we heard with Albert Collins just a few moments ago, was in the room when producer John Fry put the finishing touches on the final mix of this song. Knowing how much it ultimately came to mean to me, Jack described for me in detail how John Fry brought clarity to every drum hit and how he framed that guitar sound perfectly. Because of this song, my own personal quest to both discover underground music and be a long-term part of it was confirmed. Although I grew up with the great Memphis radio stations nearby, I never heard this song until a disc jockey from Bloomington, Illinois, introduced it to me by sending me a mixtape full of songs he was playing alongside ours. That tape was the first time I had ever heard the DBs, the Dictators, the Sponge Tones, and especially the now legendary act that sings our Hall of Perfection track at number 1, Big Star. We'll be right back. an odd turn of events back in 1988, I was able to tell Alex Chilton in person how much that song, September Girls, meant to me. Here in 2019, it is our Hall of Perfection track at number one, Big Star and September Girls. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.